This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. I want to just cover something very important today. What it is that I'm getting numerous emails, and I'm sure many of the scholars are getting that from all around. You know, from all around. You've got this common issue of women and sometimes even men. I mean, it happens in both these situations. You've got an individual who wants to get married to a particular person because they found them, and their justification is that, you know, they're probably correct in their justification that it's because of the deen. They found a person who they're happy with their deen and everything like that, but there's a massive obstacle. And the obstacle is that their parents don't agree with this person, because either they've had a family feud before, or maybe he's from a different caste system, maybe he's not from the same social level, right, economical level, maybe he's not wealthy enough, or whatever the case is. There's a hitch, there's an obstacle, and the parents don't allow it, and it doesn't seem like they're going to change their mind. So what should this young man or young woman should do, right, in that case? See, obviously in this case, both are kind of equal in this case, although the woman in this situation is much more helpless, I would say. Because what the situation is that you want somebody, you can't get them, right? Because you've got this major obstacle. You've got affinity towards your parents, you don't want to lose them. So yes, you've got that focus, you don't want to lose your parents. So now in that kind of a situation, you've got good relationship with your parents, but when it comes to this, they just don't want to agree. They don't see eye to eye. Maybe it's your father who doesn't agree. Your mom's kind of okay with it, or she's silent, or it's the other way around. Sometimes the mothers are wearing the shoes in the house and they don't agree with it. The father's kind of just silent. He doesn't really mind. Regardless of this situation, what should you do? So I'm getting these emails, so many of them, that, and it's just such a commonly occurring problem. So the solution, this is what I generally advise, solution, and that's why I want to speak about this today, so that inshallah it could be helpful for many of us out there. One is, number one, you must really think about this. You must do your istikhara to really find out whether this person is correct for you or not, and whether it's, you know, you're getting any kind of divine guidance on this. To tell the truth, many people will say, I've already done istikhara. I've even received those emails where they're saying, I've already done istikhara and I've seen good dreams about him. And sometimes it's, I've seen good dreams but he's seen bad dreams, or he's seen good dreams and I've seen bad dreams, but I still feel emotionally attached. That's a bit of a divergence. But what I want to say is that sometimes people have already done istikhara. They've even done mashura with other, you know, with the sheikh, etc., etc., and everybody's fine with it, but the father is saying no. The problem here is that the father is holding the card. You know, if you want to use that that metaphor, the father is the one who has the reins in his hands here. Now, what should you do in this situation? First and foremost, you must realize that dua is your most powerful assistance you have. So you get up for tahajjud and you make dua to see if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change your father's mind. At the end of the day, you may feel in all honesty, after doing everything that you have, that this person is the right person, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may know differently. Because something can be absolutely perfect for you in front of you, but you don't know what's going to happen later, because people may hide something, may change something, or you may just be incompatible. You don't know that, right? So you have to allow that error, that side of error, to be there. You don't let this thought of absolute conviction and, you know, full confidence pollute your mind, because you have to realize that we don't know a lot of things. So that's first and foremost, you must realize that. However, if you're in all honesty thinking this is the right person, then do dua. Tahajjud duas are very, very powerful. Give some sadaqah. Number two, you have to see if you can find somebody that has some influence with your father or your mother, whoever the person is who's saying no, and try to get them to convince your father or mother to allow you to marry and see, you know, to show them the bright side of things. Now, if that doesn't work and you're doing dua but nothing is happening and they're still saying no, then you must face up to the stark reality. You've got two options. One option is that you just get married and go, right? But I don't advise that option because that's not an option that people can take. It's not advisable. It's not advisable to be alone and forsake your family, especially in most of these cases. The people are saying, my father's not going to allow it except over his dead body. So he's essentially going to disown me. Now, you don't want to become like that, because at the end of the day, you are going from a situation where you're comfortable to a situation which you think is going to be ideal and comfortable, but you don't know. If that turns out to be bad, where are you going to be? You're going to be left out in the cold. So generally what I say now is that once you've done your istikhara, you've prayed, you've taken mashwara, you've done everything and it's still not happening, you need to give yourself a time. See, prayer, you never know when it's going to be accepted. Now, your prayer could be accepted after 40 years, but are you going to wait for 40 years to become old and then get married? Unfortunately, there are some people who are like that, but a majority of people don't think that way. So first and foremost, you must give yourself a time limit. You know, I would say no more than 3 months. Okay, maximum 5 months or 6 months. If you're not in a rush to get married, okay, maybe 1 year. But I feel that it's torturous to have an engagement or to feel an emotional attachment with somebody and not be married to them and be waiting for a year. Because generally in those kind of cases, people commit zina. In the sense that they do haram things. They talk to keep the relationship going, to keep it afresh, and so on and so forth. So it's very detrimental. I wouldn't suggest that at all. What I would say is give yourself 3 months, 4 months. Make loads of dua during that time. If you see things have changed in your father's, you know, and try to be politely kind to your father and, you know, try to convince him or whatever the case is without being rude or without being, you know, aggressive or anything like that. If it works out, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't work out at the end of your deadline, forget it. Move on. And you will realize that our minds are ajeeb, right? Our minds are ajeeb. We feel so attached to something, we feel that's the best thing in the world for us and there's nothing better than that. But when you actually associate yourself and kind of, you can say, wean yourself of this emotional attachment, and then you find something else, you would look back and you would think, wow, I can't believe I did that. Right? You will find something actually better in most cases. Because as they say, there's a lot of fish in the sea, right? And you're just like going after one and you can't get it, give it up. I know that's a very difficult thing to do, an easy thing to say, but I'm saying this from experience, because we've seen cases where people are waiting for 2, 3, 4 years and they're wasting their time, and it's 4 years of misery chasing a shadow that they cannot get. Realize that, and realize that Allah can give you happiness elsewhere, especially if your parents are happy with you. I'm all saying this. I'm not talking to the parents here. That's why I'm not telling them off. You might be thinking you're just being one-sided. I'm not being one-sided, because I'm giving guidance to the young boys and girls, young men and young women who are in this dilemma, because you have to be practical about it. I can tell your parents of all I want, but that's not going to help you if they're stubborn. So that's why I'm giving you the guidance. If I'm telling your parents off, I'll tell them off. I'll say, you have to be reasonable. You can't just be stuck to this caste system that it has to be married, that your daughter has to be married to your brother's son. You know, I will tell them off in a separate occasion. But right now, that's not helpful for you, because many of these parents are extremely stubborn. They're just so held by culture and they're so swayed by it that there's nothing that can change their mind unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to change his mind. And sometimes Allah doesn't want to do that because he knows something better for you, and you don't realize that. So you must not try to overrule Allah and complain against Allah. And essentially, if you just keep going after it and after it and you're not getting it, you're wasting your time, right? So take what I say in context, and I'm saying it obviously after seeing a lot of these experiences, and it's just so difficult for us, and I'm writing out the same answer over and over again, right? Just, you know, with a slight tweak. That's why I'm dealing with this issue here. And inshallah, you'll find it much better. Disassociating yourself emotionally, you have to ask Allah for that, because that's a very difficult thing to do. But there's another lecture we have on Zamzam Academy that deals with, you know, dealing with your emotions, which is another issue. But this is just very straightforward. Give yourself some time and do everything you can during that time to ask Allah to change the situation. And if it doesn't happen, then realize that that's probably not what's best for you, and just move on and find something else. And you will notice that inshallah Allah will give you satisfaction elsewhere. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.